page two from that. By the first three dots. The Vishal Teres Amidus, and this should be got a Teres Shabbat pet.
What's the difference? I mean,
okay. So it's not something which is written. It has to be explained. Odio, sir. Hunisher Teres Shabbalei, but Teres Shabbayin. It's not even more than Teres Shabbat pet. It serves that, you know, it's. The Chazal used an interesting lashon by Teres Nister. You can't teach Teres Nister to somebody who's maybe Meyatzma. So if he, so he's maybe Meyatzma, what are you going to teach it then for? And Hakim maybe Meyatzma if he doesn't know it yet. So what does he mean? So there's trouble. There's a person that you know will relate to what you're saying. So the person that, you know, you'll say something, and the person Pashat will take your words out of context, or not really true understanding the true depth of the context. So you don't really have a shared common language that you can talk to them about it. So it's Teres Shabbat Peh, but the Teres Shabbat Peh requires that there should be a Teres Halev, that the person, when you talk to him, he's going to get it. If he doesn't get it, the words need to convey a lot more than what the words say, and that's a problem. Become welcome. So that's not an excuse. So Yediyah, so you said it's Anuk Luchyam Lir Kershmi Sifrei Rebbe Sena Shana Machreinim. No, so why Yediyah Shana Mishamim in Liman Tanach Perusha Liman Hashas. Besides, what we pick up, well, as we learn through the lessons of Anhaga, which the Torah gives us, the Novi gives us, the Ksubim give us, the different places in Shas it gives us, there are messages of how a person is supposed to act, etc. We need to get those things. Interesting that Chazal say that if Christ had not been Chayte, they would have gotten the Chishachum Shetara and Sefer Yeshua. Chishachum Shetara and Sefer Yeshua, because that had Gemulat Haaretz. Means all of the rest of the Nevi'im are there to help us address the fact that we're not acting properly. So we have to imagine there's a tremendous amount of information in the Navi of telling us how to act properly. So so obviously a person would want to have that information. It's presented as introduction to the Masechta Zavos, which it is in certain ways. But it's really the Rambam's introduction to the concept of Anhagas Adam, which the Rambam basically lays out in Sefer in Hilchos Deis, Sefer Chavos Lavavos, Sefer Shari Tshuva LePirush Al Mishnah LeRabbi Yonah, Sefer Ar Yisrael LeGarner Mitzvah Blazer. Okay. So we snap our fingers and we have this Yedias Yisodias now. Bikiyas in the Swar. Pisakleno batzmenu. When the Mishnah says Aleh, it means the Seno Hashoybas Misor. In the Mara Lahadvik Shemus the Toyafos Napshios. There's a famous line about it. This from a doctor. He says every doctor, through his period of internship and residency, diagnoses himself with some at least once with some incurable disease. What happened? But the mice, he didn't die from it. So that means that he sat there, he got all the information in the book. Right? The basic information in his book. That's it. He has this illness. But the reality, he doesn't have this illness. So that's why he's in medical, so that's why he's in training now to realize that the information in the book and the reality on the ground are two different things. Right? And yet, on the other hand, you have the doctor who's been a doctor for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. He walks in, he's able to look at the patient and get a lot of information and really chop, you know, a good one, a good diagnostician, will chop some things very quickly. because he has a real feel for reality. Whereas based just on books, you're not going to get a real feel for reality. So that's true in the world of physical ailments. When it comes to the world of emotional ailments, meters issues, etc. Oh, I have a problem. I have this, you know, because this book said, you know, the issues are A, B, and C. You know, you're taking an issue which the complexity of the emotions of a person and the motivations of a person are deep, deep, deep. A person has to really understand what they are and what's going on. And then trying to take some label which he found in a book. And he read it for 15 minutes and says, wow, that touches me up. So the first step to be able to pass the shaylah is you have to be able to take apart the shaylah and know where to look. You know, chop the kernel and know where that is in Shechunar. Ulam beli shimush memushach layuchu gam lamdin muflag lipsik halacha b'hilchus treifus b'shelas noshim. But like the story goes with the Baruch Bear, the Hilchus Kirkava, you know. But one time somebody showed him a chicken and showed him the pupik of the chicken. So in the Galosh of the Gemara, it's called the Kirkava. So the Gemara is trying to say lochas, but again to the Kirkava. Ah, the Hilchus of Kirkava, you know, because so many lochas is because of the Kirkava. You can pass a child based on the Hilchus of Kirkava. It means you never really saw a Kirkava before, you know. A person who's seen a kirkabon many times and he's cops, when it looks like this, it looks like that. Shailas noshim, right? You know, yeah, you know. One time, some person asked me he wants to do shimush with me from Paris, and this nakud of this person, you know, it was. Sometimes it's very hard for me to find words to explain exactly what I mean. But a person who's on my wavelength will cop what I'm saying, and a person who's not won't. So I realized that after a few sessions, that this person basically wanted was me to pull out a Sherwin Williams paint book with different colors of brown and say, "This is Osir and this is Mutter." That's what he wanted. You know, if it's brownish, reddish, pinkish, so if the pigmentation is 198 versus 206, that's Mutter. If it's 197 to 208 to 209, it's awesome. Yeah, it doesn't work like that. There's a feel. There's, you know, what are we dealing with? What are the other issues? How much it absorbs into the what type of glossiness it has? What angles you're supposed to hold at to get the color? There's some different things that you want to look at. Right. So, the guy punched it. He knows he'll just need it backwards and forwards. He still can't pass because Sharon Mara's not sure. So Kasha Kiflaim Ulahatim Mashanim Besorim Alamidus El Mashan Mamkin about Smenu. So taking what is written in the book about the Midas to ourselves is that much harder. Sometimes it's worse. It confuses us. We sort of make assumptions and try and force a picture into something. The reality is the result is that it doesn't fit. For the person to really get himself, a person has to spend a long time observing himself. Like, what's really on his mind? What's really pushing him? What's really going on? Now, you talk in Shalom Yudea Atzma Yudea Amukah Bamit. The person really feels, really, really gets himself. The talk is true. Af imhu meiskasha oid likroi shemis lemidus. He really can't put a label on it. But that doesn't make a difference. Yudea Panimis Zois here Iker. Lord Bokha Shemis. The main thing is you feel you understand what's going on with you. Even though a man's a bad husband, you know, a bad, you know, a man, necherets mishpot and shalmidus seinu, liquel hen shemus. Barach Achrei Hisparanus Amaruba Mamashachas Batzmeno Nishtamish Biyidio Esau Mishalikon Tum Nisorim Lahashris Lahamik Lekvar Hashem. After a long period of time where we feel confident that this is what's going on with ourselves, then we understand what's written, we can apply the two and then take the information which we have in the Sefer and help us go weiter. So it's not an easy process. The reality is hopefully at this point in a person's life, you know, we at least beginning to scratch the surface of what makes us tick. You know, one of the things which make us feel good, make us nervous, feel accomplished, not accomplished, that we want to do, we don't want to do. Why do we want to do them? What are the motivations which we connect? And a person, let's say I feel that this person is very sensitive to getting COVID. He needs COVID. Low self-esteem, he needs COVID, etc. He came to me and he said he wants, he was willing to do X. It's not because of the COVID. It's because it would, facilitate him in A, B, and C. So I can't get into the person's mind, and maybe that's the truth. But I'm more worried that he's fooling himself. That really the issue is because it is COVID, and he wants the COVID. He needs the COVID because the level of the person wants to get COVID from somebody else. But what's scary is that he truly believes that's not the issue. He wasn't just saying it. He really believes that that's not the issue. The issue is not A, it's B. In reality, is I'm very strong that it's A. Now, can I say, do I have a right to say I know for sure? No, because I'm not that person. But, we can truly sit there and say, somebody else might even be obvious. For us, it's much harder to figure it out. But even so much as, that if we're not fooling ourselves to really get to what's the motivation which is pushing us, what are the ratios of the motivations? Maybe there are 10 motivations which are pushing us. Which ones are primary, which ones are secondary, which ones, is that important, unimportant? There's a lot of information we need to really get about ourselves, and it's all part of the process that we're trying to accomplish.
Give us a month. No. Okay, then at least give us 10.
Adam Karbet Zalatzman. A person is, because I'll say that a person is Karbet Zalatzman, he can't be made about himself. In order to Meshuchad, may I share Adam Klapiat? There's no more Meshuchad than a person vis a vis himself. He pulls out of trying to see the truth.
Better to use the word
Yamin. Okay. Del Carnegie has a fascinating point that he stresses very much in his book about how to win friends and influence people. He says we have to understand people have a very high opinion of themselves. People have an innate need to think that they're good people. Even the person which we look at is evil incarnate believed he was doing something good for mankind. Hitler Yamasha believed he was helping mankind. He really believed that. Because no person can live with himself believing that he's evil and enjoy that. So he says, they did studies of, some of the most notorious criminals which existed in the U.S. And every one of them had excuses for what they were doing, or felt that people didn't really understand him or her, right? They had all these explanations. Once the Talzer Rav says in his Shmuz, Yaakov comes to love and arranges that you should marry Rachel Bitraktan. So Lovin cares about arrangements. Like really, we made up a Rachel Bitraktan. So he made up, of course, he won't give me. He was totally naive. That he really believed that Lovin's going to come through because he said so. But Lovin's whole strength was he was a Rami, so he doesn't care what he says. So what was Yaakov thinking? Because Yaakov was thinking that Lovin is in Lovin's mind, Lovin is a good person.
I'm a man of my word. I'm a good person. I care for other people. I don't want to hurt anybody else. I mean, sometimes, you know, you got to take care of yourself. You can't make an omelet cracking an egg. But for the mice, you know, then I'm a good person. See, he felt if he could box love, even love, and he could box him to the corner, that he realized he's evil. If he does something, love would have to submit. Because love, I'm not evil. So Rachel beat Chaktana, and then you can't play around anymore. So you promised something. So what are you doing? So you're still an evil person. So Laban says, listen, I'm an honest. It's not my fault. Me? Of course I would want to give you the better one. Right? So he came up with the right to an H. I'm not a bad person. But he thinks he's a bad person. He's not a bad person. I'm not a bad person. I'm a good person. Right? So that's true by of the Lovins of the world. It's a couple of Herman Vidal Rhinos of the world. I'm a nice guy, you know. Really, you know. Like, you know. So it's very hard to see the truth about ourselves. If you're able to rise above this issue, you're going to be your own judge, and you're going to be the one who's found guilty at the same time. So Megillah Mashigil, and you realize, you know, your description, what your description of yourself is. So you have to be ready to be shook into your core. We find in ourselves something which is deeply improper. We start explaining why we had no choice, etc. We have answers because we don't like living with the fact that we're a mushkas. And if we can't find an etza of how to explain it away with a positive twist, we push and feel crushed. We feel yeesh. That's us, you know. Comes to him in the room, he says, or whatever it is, when we really start to think, you know, it's painful. Now the truth is that what his point is going to be is that it would be true if we would realize this is what we are and we could not change, that it would be impossible to truly look at what we are, because we can't, you know, you're stuck with that. But if we truly understand that there's a way to change, there's a process of change. Be it as it may, that it might be difficult and uncomfortable and challenging, but if we can internalize the real truth of the fact that we can change, so when we find out that we have something to work on, that's all it is, something to work on. I wish I didn't have that problem. I wish at the age of 42, I'm not 42, I'm still having these issues, or I just realized I have this issue. No, I really should take care of it when I was 18. But I didn't. Okay. So I'm sitting there, I wish it had happened when I was 18. Okay, well, it's too late now. I'm sorry. That's the way I am. You know, that's ridiculous. Right? So, but if we can move, not look back and look forward and work on it and change it, so then, you know, the correct response should be, I'm so happy that I realized I have this problem and I corrected it now, not when I'm 87 and holding with one foot in the cavern. Now what do I do? You know. So it's good to find out, but the problem is most of us don't look at it that as good. Because work is something which is very challenging for us, and in our generation, I think more than many other generations. We're not made, we weren't, you know, trained, and therefore, you know, almost we're not got wired for working. Quote unquote, the good. When, you know, there was a tremendous amount of work which had to be done in anything that you did, so the training was for work. And you had to work on this also. We're so used to getting things easily, so we start the process, and after a few days, we want to give up. Because I'm not used to, maintaining anything, right? Imagine, you know, the farmer in the world of
where there was, you know, very few utensils. You know, he worked day in and day out without seeing any success at all, any accomplishment. For weeks, weeks, months, months, he said anything. So, you know, the result of it's like, oh, I'm sorry. It's very discouraging to keep working on this field and not seeing it. Right? You know, that wouldn't work. Nowadays, you know, all what we have them, the machine which measures exactly how deep the water is and how much, you know, we change the pH and how big the seed is. We know, oh, I see it in front of me. Oh, I feel good. I see movement. I feel confident. Now I feel good. Right? So that's true in a physical sense, but a field, right? We're dealing with, you know, with teres amidus, which the process, as he's going to explain, a lot of our motivations take place almost at a subconscious level or a subconscious level, right? And the way you correct them is by learning how to change the subconscious. So of course I'm not going to see results. Right? It's a process which takes to change your subconscious takes a tremendous amount of time. Right? So okay, well, I'll go to hypnotist and get it done more quickly. You know, like that didn't work. Okay, I give up. You know, like this is us. Well, Rock Mishlilo, not only do we have a problem with to we don't want to see a negative thing about ourselves. Other end, on Nisoyim, Gam and Koyam, Mida to flow, so Kishronis, we're scared to designate for ourselves our unique positive talents. Imnakar Behen, Raisa Yiskayav son, if I accept the fact that I have these things, it's Machayav me. To develop them and to use them. Lavid lala salahasi. If I was given talents, I have to use them. That'll force me to be unique. Vavas nafshenohi, and our desire is liyos pshutim, merabim abrius, olis balat memalus yes, balia ubemaisim. We don't want to stick out. I'm very happy to be to be part of just the average guy. Now, hey, b'dinyoneinu b'mishtashim b'tzirei gedolus hisparus. You know, we don't mind fantasizing about it. But to truly designate as you know that in a real sense with commitments and responsibilities, right? So just a very very crude motion. Imagine a person who has leadership abilities. Right? It's much easier not to recognize that and not feel that he has been given the Christ to take on leadership responsibilities, right? Instead of, so you know, oh, I'm a generic guy. What do you want from me? You know, you know, I should lead this, you know, this campaign to X. You know, what do you want from me? I'm an average guy. You know, I have a mile of a nephus. you know, that's a game. Right? The reality is, you know, if I recognize the fact that I do have leadership abilities, so I'm going to be forced to have responsibility. So I happen to be a person who has a lot of, I'm very good at being diligent. So that creates responsibilities. I'm a person, I'm very comfortable with people, and I can reach out to people. So that creates responsibilities. I'd rather not. You know, I can feel like, wow, I'm going to mimic Carson and people and change people's life. It's been such a wonderful thing. So much Carson Shemaim, and I'll win the lottery, and, you know, and I'm going to be frum and rich, and, you know, Tamachochum, and, you know, and punch it on the dream of finishing shots. Very dream of finishing shots. Of finishing shots. That not. You know, that we play the game. And it's comic. You can't be in denial. You can't become discouraged and despair, and in despair because of the, you see something which is negative. And there's Hersia Megili Milus, and you can't jump back from being Megala your strengths. But it's not the point is in Gaifu. And you can fix that which is bad. And the good things are given to help you be Misak. That's our job. Okay.